head back to join Ben and Dave and Marco and Tom, who are at the Cambridge Science Festival. We'll find out, and then we'll be back to you. Stay on the line.
Bye, thank you.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still here with Tom and Marco and Dave. We've got our toaster set up with our safety card around it and the plastic bag on top, and we're about to switch it on and see what's going to happen. So Tom thinks it's going to get hot. Marco thinks that the bag is going to melt all over the toaster, but what do you think will happen?
Well, let's look at Tom. Do you want to come around, just push the toaster button down and power it up?
Can you tell me what's happening?
Nothing much, really.
Yeah, nothing's really happening right now.
If you feel the top of the bag, you might be able to feel it starting to get warm.
Yeah, it's getting warmer, yeah.
Okay. This takes a couple of minutes, especially if the toaster's cold to start with, because you've got to warm up the toaster, and the toaster's got to warm up the air.
Is there anything happening yet?
It's starting to expand now.
It's starting to get a bit bigger. Yeah, it's getting bigger, inflating.
So why would the bag be inflating?
Well, when you heat up air, it gets slightly bigger. And when it gets big... Oh, here we go.
What's going on now?
It's starting to lift off the toaster.
It's flying.
So, Dave, why would it be that it would fly? It's one thing for the air to get bigger, but that doesn't explain what actually takes off.
Oh, we just have to dodge the bag coming back down again there. When you heat up air, it gets slightly bigger. In fact, inside a bin bag full of air, there's about 70 or 80 grams of air in that bin bag, which is a lot heavier than you think air is. How much would you have thought was in that bin bag?
0.001 or something.
Air is a lot heavier than you think it is. If you have a metre by metre by metre cube of air, it actually weighs a kilogram. So inside a bin bag, you've maybe got 60, 70 grams of air. Then when you heat it up, that air gets maybe 5 or 10% bigger, and it doesn't all fit in the bag anymore, which means that some of it falls out, and you've got less air, less weight of air in the bag. So the bag gets lighter. And eventually the bag and the air inside it is lighter than the air around it. If you put something lighter than water in water, what happens to it?
It floats.
Yeah. And so if you put something lighter than air in air, it floats too. So the bag gently floats up into the sky.
Do we use this principle in any real-world applications?
Yeah, it's exactly how a normal hot air balloon, beautiful ones you see flying around on the sunset, they're exactly the same as this. You heat up the air with big propane burners because they're a bit lighter than a toaster, and the cable will get in the way. And the air gets lighter till the whole thing is lighter than the air around it, and it floats and flies away.
Well, if that's what you expected to happen, then good for you. If not, then you should listen to more Naked Scientists. That's it for Kitchen Science this week from the Cambridge Science Festival. Thank you again to Tom, Marco and Dave. And it's back to you, Chris.
Well, thank you, Ben. And, it's the Naked Scientists. And that was probably a good opportunity for us to say, Helen, what is the answer to our teaser, because that's highly relevant to this, isn't it?
That's right. You might have got the hint here, and we've definitely had, I think, possibly the most correct answers I've ever seen for any of our teaser questions this week. So either it's a silly, easy question, which I don't think it is, or everyone wants this remote-controlled aeroplane, which sounds pretty cool to me. But no, the Montgolfier brothers, Joseph Michel and Jacques Etienne, were French papermakers who put their papermaking skills to good use in 1783 and invented the world's first hot air balloon. The flight was unmanned, but then a bit later on, it only lasted 10 minutes, and a few months later they did send up a duck, a sheep and a rooster, apparently, which is rather lovely. And
but I think he would provide some power, presumably, by trying to flap his wings.
Possibly, even though they can't fly. Maybe. The sheep clearly wouldn't help at all, but we have put all your names into a hat, pulled one out, and our winner this week is Martin in Peterborough. But thanks so much to everyone else who called in and texted and emailed and with the right answer. That was fantastic.
And George, your interpretation of the Kitchen Science was spot on, so well done.
Thank you.